If you're walking through Copley Square in Boston tonight or this weekend, you may encounter a mass of kicking, swaying, and leaping bodies, all part of a dance flash mob. Participants have been preparing for this for months. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the mob of amateur dancers, all under the direction of one professional.
Each week, a steady stream of people wearing sweats and even some spandex have been sashaying by Jack Herbin's security desk at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center in Roxbury.
Well, I didn't know initially what they were doing, and I had like flash mob dance or whatever they're going to be. I had no idea.
When Herbin finally asked what they were up to, they told him they've been preparing to put on a massive public dance project.
Normally, we don't have stuff like that in here. Everything here is usually basketball, track, or whatever. And I just figured that what they're doing was going to last like a week. So they've been here like a month and a half, I think, or something like that. But it's just something that's interesting. Very different. Yeah, very different. Yeah.
Remember, Fat Boy Slim, that's good. Giddy up. No, 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 looking down.
That's 58-year-old Sylvain Aimard, a Montreal-based choreographer, going over named steps in Le Grand Continental. He designed the piece for non-professional dancers.
Ready from the top of Ima to the music. Ready?
Aimard coaches an all-ages cast from a platform in the gymnasium. They're students, professionals, unemployed workers. Aimard has been working with non-professionals like these for the past 5 years, putting on public performances in cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Portland, Oregon.
At the beginning, they're kind of panicking. Are we going to be able to learn 30 minutes of those steps? You know, they're very complex. It's a commitment.
250 potential dancers auditioned in February. Aimard says he accepts anyone who's up for the challenge. He finds about 25% drop out along the way, usually because practice takes up too much time or is too much work. The brutal winter didn't help either. About 110 dancers will be at Copley Square this weekend. Some smile and shimmy across the parquet flooring. Others struggle to stay in sync with their neighbors.
Okay, now, we continue. Six and seven and scooping. And one and two.
Among the remaining dancers is 27-year-old Marine reservist and security guard Bradford Arnold from Malden. He's had to switch a bunch of his night shifts to make rehearsal twice a week for the past 2 months.
This is going to be my first performance in front of a large group of people, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm mostly excited. So I can't wait to show my moves. I just hope I don't freeze up and forget what I'm supposed to do when I have all those eyes on me.
But Arnold says he feels pretty confident and shows me a move from the elaborate line dance.
This is a portion where you come down like this, you call it the wrestler, and you turn around. That was one of the moves I was able to practice on my own. Just waiting for the train. So I looked foolish at the train station, but it was quite all right. It was worth it.
There is something about like looking at people dancing social dance that really touches me.
And choreographer Aimard says you don't have to be an amazing dancer to be an interesting one.
Dance is very revealing, you know. You're kind of transparent. Maybe that's my voyeur side that is really enjoying that. I don't know.
My roommates make fun of me because I practice in the kitchen.
31-year-old Tracy Konopinski is an arts advocate, and for her, this project is a reawakening.
Well, long, long time ago in my past life, I was a dancer, so I grew up dancing classical ballet, so tutus and pointe shoes, and I studied dance in college. For me, it's always been about community.
People from Boston and 29 surrounding communities are here. People Konopinski says she probably never would have crossed paths with in her day-to-day life.
One of my favorite choreographers growing up was Merce Cunningham, and he took on this concept, too, that you can put pedestrian movement on regular people and something really magical happens.
You go one, two, three, freeze. And did I tell you to scream on the monster? Ah!
My name is Efren Cruz. I'm 11 years old. I go to the Martin Luther King School.
The sixth grader lives in Dorchester. He plays baseball, football, karate, and basketball. But Cruz says he also loves to break dance. The volunteers can choose their own clothes and improvise a few moves during the performance. Cruz is adding the wave.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the hold is down. So when you do it fast, it goes. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll add that.
It's really time to dance now. What we want to do on Copley Square is to print ourselves in the space. So when we're gone, it's still there. Yeah.
For choreographer Inmar, watching this community of dancers take form is more satisfying than the actual performances. And he says people in the audience can always find someone in the mob to identify with.
You see a group, but strangely you see individuals. And they come to me after and they just want to register for the next one.
The next one will be in British Columbia, and it's the first to be performed outside in the winter.
But it's Vancouver, so there's no snow there.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Dance Flash Mob will perform Le Grand Continental at Copley Square tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at 8:30 p.m.